Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Some Gaza hostages released. We have the story.
Four people dead after a shooting at a South Carolina bar. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A crash on K-254 over the weekend killed an El Dorado man. That story is coming up.
As President Trump landed in Israel, Israeli hostage releases were underway.
The first group of seven hostages released by Hamas crossed into Israel this morning. In total, 20 being set free after more than 2 years in captivity in Gaza. President Trump is addressing the Israeli parliament today. Air Force One flying over Hostages Square, a focal point since the war began, before landing in Tel Aviv. On board, the president declared the war is over. Later, he'll head to Egypt for a summit with over 20 countries planning for peace in Gaza and the broader Middle East. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
At least four people are dead, 20 more injured, after a shooting in South Carolina.
Someone opened fire early Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Hundreds of people were at that bar celebrating a high school alumni event. But when gunshots rang out, they scattered, even running to nearby businesses and homes looking for cover. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office is investigating. No word on a suspect as of yet. And police are asking the public to step up with any information that may lead to an arrest. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wichita police say four people in a vehicle were shot early Sunday at Clifton and Morris in southeast Wichita. Officers responded after a hospital received several walk-in shooting victims. Police say it appears the victims had all been inside a vehicle when an unknown suspect fired at the vehicle multiple times. The four victims included a 21-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman with lower leg injuries, a 19-year-old man with an injury to his midsection, and a 26-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his upper body. 26-year-old is in critical condition, while the three other victims were reported stable.
A man from El Dorado is dead after the motorcycle he was riding was struck by a vehicle northeast of Wichita.
It happened just after 3:20 Saturday afternoon at the intersection of K-254 and Greenwich Road. A vehicle driven by a 78-year-old Wichita woman was headed north on Greenwich Road when she failed to yield the right-of-way to a motorcycle that was headed east on K-254. The Kansas Highway Patrol identified the victim as 64-year-old Timothy Verbeck. The driver of the vehicle had suspected minor injuries and was transported to Wesley Medical Center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A nor'easter is making its way up the east coast toward New England, bringing heavy rain, wind, and flooding. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in Delaware has the latest.
The winds are still gusting close to 40 miles an hour. It is a nasty night out here. The only thing that could make it worse if the temperature was any colder, it's now right around 59 or 60, so it's come down. Sand is being picked up by these winds, so we've got some blowing sand. And we still have the high surf, 8 to 10 footers crashing onto the beaches here. And that surf has been eating away, especially at time of high tide. And this steady onshore wind continues to keep the water from going out. So the low tide, we've only had about a third of an inch of rain so far here at Rehoboth Beach.
Delaware has activated its National Guard to assist in the storm response. A state of emergency has been declared in New York and New Jersey. KNSS News Time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Pro football, how did the Chiefs do under the primetime lights last night here on KNSS? Well, we'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A meal in Los Angeles may soon come by robot. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
Where is my tip?
KNSS News Time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. The Wichita City Council will discuss a variety of topics at tomorrow's meeting. The city is asking for $1.75 million to begin the design phase of three potential road projects in 2026, including 13th Street from Webb Road to Gatewood, Pawnee from Greenwich Road to 127th Street East, and the Mosley Bridge at Chisholm Creek. The city also wants to redesign and improve underground water reservoirs near the Hess Pump Station. This project could cost the city more than $15 million. And the council will also discuss several arts projects around town and a contract to promote tourism.
NATO begins its annual Steadfast Noon nuclear exercise today.
71 warplanes from 14 nations will participate in this Netherlands-hosted drill. It's meant to ensure that NATO's nuclear deterrent remains credible, Secretary General Mark Rutte.
It also sends a clear signal to any potential adversary that we will and can protect and defend all allies against all threats.
While nuclear weapons aren't used in the exercise, it simulates situations in which they would be deployed, with a particular focus on protecting those weapons from being destroyed before they're fired. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A powerful nor'easter has forced the cancellation of New York City's celebration of Italian-American culture.
Due to the state of emergency declared by New York Governor Kathy Hochul, New York City's 81st annual Columbus Day Parade has been canceled over concerns of flooding and high winds forecasts that could hit between 40 and 60 miles an hour. The popular parade typically draws nearly a million spectators and features about 35,000 marchers. Last week, President Trump signed a declaration proclaiming the second Monday of October of each year as Columbus Day. Former President Biden signed similar proclamations every October during his term, redesignating it as Indigenous Peoples Day. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Your meal in Los Angeles may soon come by robot.
Food delivery app DoorDash is linking up with Serve Robotics to use their bots to make deliveries to customers. Both companies announced they've signed a multi-year deal for delivery in parts of Los Angeles. Serve's robots look like a self-moving bucket on wheels and travel on sidewalks. Their robots, however, will actually be giving human gig workers a run for their money. Just like people who take gigs from different platforms, Serve robots will take delivery orders for both DoorDash and Uber Eats, even in the same cities. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Quite a change out there this morning compared to what we had over the weekend. And that, of course, is because of a cold front that has now made its way through the area. And we're going to have a much cooler Monday coming up, and Tuesday likely to still be fairly cool, too. So we're kind of getting back to some normal October weather after the weekend was quite unusual this time of the year. And there is a chance for rain out there today. We really don't have much on radar right now, but as we look back to the west of Wichita, we see a few showers popping up in Kingman County. There's a little bit of rain in between Anthony and Medicine Lodge. And so we'll be in and out of this chance of some off and on showers throughout the day. The high 69, that's, again, quite a bit cooler than yesterday. 63 will be our low temperature tonight, and there's still a chance we'll have a few widely scattered, very light rain showers overnight. I think our rainfall out of this 24, 36-hour event is going to be less than a quarter of an inch. 75 tomorrow, getting back to sunshine in the afternoon. Wednesday, we're back up around 80 degrees. So we're not completely finished with the 80s yet because they'll be back in a couple of days. You know, last October was the sixth warmest on record for Wichita. And, of course, if the month ended today, we would be in first place. We'll see how that changes between now and Halloween, of course, but it's certainly been a warm October so far, and that kind of matches up with what we had last year in October. Right now in Wichita, we've got a cloudy sky and 65. The winds are out of the northeast, so again, expect a cooler day. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
We've got a little chance for rain, but it doesn't look like there's any thunder, lightning, large hail, or damaging winds, right?
No, I think we're kind of finished with that now. So thank goodness for that. We've had enough of that for the year. So let's, if we're going to get some rain, let's just have it be some good old fashioned showers.
Got out early enough for my walk over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning, to greet the sun coming up. And that was really nice because October in this part of the world is really nice every October, it seems.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I think the trees are just starting to put on a real, a fantastic show, too, because we've had the right weather for that. Cool nights, warm afternoons. And so I think our fall color here the next 2 weeks is going to be really good.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll check with you tomorrow morning. Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve at 10 in the morning. 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, October 13th. 41 years ago on this date, 1984. Stevie Wonder hit number one with I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Big hit.
Stevie Wonder, 1984. Huge hit. And a birthday today, Marie Osmond is 66.
Hey now.
Yeah. American singer, actress, television personality, author, and businesswoman.
And constantly happy.
She's just as happy as she can be.
Like all the Osmonds are.
And she got the great teeth. Marie Osmond is 66 years old today. All right, what you got, Dad?
I've got a birthday.
Okay, you had a birthday yesterday.
Well, I had a birthday yesterday, but that's past. That's done.
Yeah. Well,
my sister-in-law has a birthday today.
Well, good for her.
My sister-in-law, Carrie.
Well, happy birthday to her, huh?
How was your big birthday yesterday, Jad?
That was great. Yeah.
There you go.
It rolls around once a year.
Once a year. Like clockwork, yeah.
Honestly, I didn't really do anything. I think the celebration is later.
Okay.
I think we're still in kind of a holding pattern
flex
on
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had my high school class decided we're going to all celebrate our 75th birthdays at the same time this weekend, past weekend. So that one night Friday night, we were at Wichita Brewing Company in Delano. And there was just maybe 15 of us there, not money, but I was introduced to someone I'd never met. A guy by the name of Ben Simon. Do you know who Ben Simon is? Take a guess.
He's part of the Freddy's Frozen Custard family?
He is Freddy's grandson.
Yeah.
And basically, I got to tell you, he basically told me some very nice things about the radio station, our show, yours truly. I was eating it up. He was very nice. He's a very nice man. His wife was with him, and she's pleasant as heck. Beautiful woman, and his grandfather's Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie's Frozen, you know.
Right.
Her grandfather was a guy named Dan Foley. Dan and Robin Foley started Taco Tico.
Part of the Taco, yeah.
So there was a couple there that had,
here in town. Yeah.
Had fast food in the blood. Great to see him. They were very, very nice. Then we all got together at one of our friends' house over in Riverside. About 50 of us Saturday night. Had a great time there. Just saw people I hadn't seen for years and years and years. Always nice to see him. And you were busy all weekend. What were you doing all weekend? Just PA announcing or what?
Just the Coke Arena public address announcing for volleyball and men's basketball.
All right.
I made it out there for the little bit of the men's basketball.
I saw you out there for some of that.
Yeah, I had to do
a little engineering work.
Fixing problems,
which yep. You did. Within 10 minutes of you showing up, everything seemed to be running smoothly.
How about that? The magic touch.
Good job, Jad.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
You didn't get shocked or anything, I hope.
How was your parking situation on Friday? I wondered if with the Cape and Carroll game, if parking in Delano just might be through the roof.
The Wichita Brewing Company is what, about three blocks
mm-hmm.
from there? So I didn't have any problem.
And okay,
I did come around the corner there from Douglas around the corner, and there was just a small place there to park, so I did my parallel parking routine. Okay?
Very good.
Perfect.
You know, they had 7,800 at that game on Friday night.
Pretty good crowd.
For Cape and Carroll, yeah.
And so, my driver's head teacher, Mr. Hudson, would have given me an A on that.
Well, see, it came in handy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Chow-wise, the weekend.
Oh, yeah, what'd you get at WBC?
WBC, I got... We had pizza, about four of them.
Okay.
We divided them up.
Very nice.
The day before, though, Shelly and I went to Ty's Diner.
Well, oh, my gosh.
Cheeseburger and fries.
That's just insane.
Oh.
So good.
Oh. And then, of course, yesterday we dropped by the Lebanese dinner down at St. George's.
As did I.
We got two of those. Took them home. We're going to heat those up tonight.
You haven't even eaten that yet.
No.
You put it in the fridge.
In addition to all that.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it. It's good.
Shelly made her homemade potato soup.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating pretty high.
You're eating like a king.
Like a king. You betcha. Anyway, by the way, the Lebanese dinner this year, it's so fun to watch because it's so well organized. I mean, they could teach Chick-fil-A something.
Oh, my. That's quite a statement.
Don't you think? All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 7:17 on this Monday morning, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, let's see how the Kansas City Chiefs did.
Chiefs.
Another prime time game last night for the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, opening up a three-game homestand at Arrowhead, hosting one of the top five teams in the league, the Detroit Lions. Ooh, tough opponent. Were the Chiefs up to the task? Well, in short, the answer is yes. It was a resounding win for the Chiefs last night. Very good stuff. Chiefs getting things done on offense, moving the ball against the Lions. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here last night on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Kareem Hunt, the running back. Lions five-man front. They're going to come on a flip pass. Coming near side at the five. Waiting on a block and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs go Hollywood. And the Chiefs get a nine-yard flip pass going right to left. And Kansas City's got the coveted two-possession lead early in the third quarter.
They would maintain that, winning by two possessions, as a Hollywood Brown. That was the first of his two touchdown catches on the night. Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes, ran for another, as the Chiefs were in pretty good form last night. And, of course, we talked on Friday about the Lions coming in, the big bad Lions leading the league, averaging 35 points a game. Not against the Chiefs' defense, they didn't.
Again, I'm on Ross St. Brown in motion right to left. So it looks like a 2-by-2 formation here. Single back is Gibbs. Play clock at 3 seconds. Snap back to Goff. Chiefs get pressure on Goff and sack him back at the 21-yard line. Charles Omenihu, the long arm of the law. A loss of four. That big wingspan, and Omenihu celebrates the first sack of the night for Kansas City at 7:50 to go in the game.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense holding the Lions to half their usual point total. Chiefs win it 30-17 on Sunday Night Football. Zero penalties for the Chiefs, zero turnovers for the Chiefs.
That's playing good ball.
Well, that's what, you know, you do that, you're going to be on the in the win column.
Yep.
Here is comments after the game from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
It was great. The fans were unbelievable. Great game plans by both coordinators. I thought they just really put it together there, and special teams likewise. So it was great to get Bucker that last field goal. That was perfect.
Yeah. And, like we said, wide receiver Hollywood Brown with two touchdown receptions.
Oh, man, we know what we got on the offensive side of the ball and this whole team, and we wanted to pride ourselves on being one of the best offenses. So we knew the opportunity to go against a team like this was an opportunity to showcase what we could do. And I feel like we went out there and we had fun, like you said, and executed.
Good stuff. Chiefs stopped Detroit's four-game winning streak. Chiefs, after starting out 0-2 on the season, have now won three of their last four. They're still just one game behind in the division standings, as the homestand will continue. Yesterday morning in Wichita, into the early afternoon, we had the 46th annual Prairie Fire Marathon all over the streets of Wichita. 3,000 runners in total taking place in all the events, which include the half marathon and the 5K as well. 500 runners took place in the full marathon, which is a Boston Marathon qualifier. 45,000 fans showed up to cheer everyone on. So that's what went on yesterday in Wichita. The marathon winner, 35-year-old Dustin Mettler from Oklahoma City, in 2 hours and 35 minutes. He won it by about a minute. And the women's winner was 39-year-old Kendall Shellhorn of Wichita in a time of 3 hours and 4 minutes. And she was 4.5 minutes faster than the next fastest in that qualifying group for the women. All right, there you go. Prairie Fire Marathon yesterday on the streets of Wichita. Shocker volleyball team wins at Koch Arena yesterday in four sets over the Blazers. Back-to-back wins for the Shockers on the weekend. Sydney Dunning with 19 kills. Shocks are just one game out of first place in the American Conference volleyball standings. And happy birthday today. Big basketball birthday for the Jayhawks. Former KU star Paul Pierce is 48 years old today. Considered one of the great high school players ever. High school All-American, consensus first team All-American as a junior with the Jayhawks. Then drafted number 10 overall by the Boston Celtics and played his first 15 years in the NBA with the Celtics. 10-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA team member in his 19-year career. Won the NBA title in 2008. He was the MVP of the finals that year as well. He was named to the NBA 75th anniversary team. He is in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Still, and even though he only played 3 years, fifth all-time leading scorer in KU history with nearly 1,800 points.
Wow.
His number 34 jersey, retired by the Boston Celtics. His number 34 jersey, retired by the Kansas Jayhawks. Pretty good, but you can have your jersey retired by KU and the Celtics. That's pretty good. That's some pretty good company right there. All right, happy birthday to the great Paul Pierce. It's his birthday. He's 48 years old today. And that is Sports, and it's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy a happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. Hey, when you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
That's where we were Friday night. My classmates and me and I were up on the roof there.
Oh, you went to the deck?
Oh, yeah. We're on the deck.
That's pretty sweet.
723 down. Keep it here for House Call for Health. If you're struggling with depression, this month is the time to open up about it. That's on the way. Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Monday morning. 65 degrees. At least seven Israeli hostages have been released by Hamas as part of the first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has details on what comes next for those hostages.
After 2 long years in captivity, the 20 hostages expected to be released will face a long road to recovery and rehabilitation. After experiencing the elation of being reunited with family members, the former captives will receive immediate medical care, also emotional support as they navigate the process of reintegrating into society. Now, hostages will also need rehab long term to deal with post-traumatic stress, also anxiety due to the torture they may have endured. Survivor's guilt might also be a part of this, as many of those hostages will not be returned to their families alive. Those who are deceased, they'll also need to be identified. That could take time.
As nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners are set to be released as part of that ceasefire agreement.
3 people were killed yesterday morning in a fire involving 2 trailer homes and 3 vehicles in Dodge City. Firefighters were called to a structure fire in the area of MacArthur and Agnes Streets. One of the trailers was already fully engulfed in flames. And the state fire marshal's office was called in to help the investigation.
A 14-year-old is in custody in connection with a stabbing that left 2 teenagers injured Sunday afternoon in East Wichita. Police were called to the 1,000 block of South Woodlawn. While at the scene, officers were told that a stabbing victim had arrived at a local hospital related to the incident. Police say that all parties involved were juveniles who had been at Boston Park when a disturbance occurred that became physical. Police say a 15-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy were treated for their injuries and released.
Gasoline prices dropping by about 5 cents during the last couple of weeks. A new national average of $3.22 per gallon. That's according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says even more relief could be on the way.
We may see another decline of that amount, or maybe even double that amount in coming days, depending most of all, of course, on the big dominant factor, crude oil prices.
Lundberg says the Trump administration's October 8th announcement of a Phase 1 peace deal between Israel and Hamas lowered oil prices by about 16 cents per gallon for 2 days, ending October 10th.
A big haul of stolen merchandise has been recovered in a Los Angeles area home.
Los Angeles police arresting 41-year-old Alejandro Aguilar Espinoza on suspicion of receiving stolen property. Officials conducting a raid of his East L.A. home after receiving a tip, finding more than $1.4 million worth of stolen train merchandise, including Nike shoes, brand name Power Tools, and other electronic equipment. This, a joint operation conducted with several agencies, including the Union Pacific Railroad Police and the L.A. Port Police. In a statement, the LAPD says this investigation underscores the importance of interagency collaboration in combating large-scale cargo theft and preserving the integrity of Southern California's commercial supply chains. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, a cold front continues to push in this morning. Going to be bringing scattered showers late this morning and on and off throughout the day and into the evening and overnight hours. Expect much cooler temperatures today, a high of 69. Temperatures falling into the low 60s tonight. But heading into Tuesday, going to start the day off with some clouds and eventually enjoying a little bit of some more late day sunshine. Temperatures already getting warmer back into the upper 70s before low 80s return by the middle of the week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now, mostly cloudy, a northeast wind at 16 miles per hour, 60 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 87 degrees. Normal high for the date, 73. And this is the 13th day of October. On this date in 1960, severe thunderstorms pelted Wilson County, Kansas. Up north of here, up in the northern part of the state, with hail as large as ping pong balls for an amazing 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not good.
The hail broke around 2,000 panes of glass at two greenhouses. Equally amazing was the storms moved from northeast to southwest, and just about the opposite direction they usually move. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is Monday morning time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Steve, how was your weekend?
I was busy. Ted's was busy, and I'll bet yours was even busier than ours.
It was. I was able to go to all six districts this past weekend. I actually got back from the League of Kansas Municipalities conference in Overland Park on Friday and able to attend a Hispanic Heritage event where we were talking about Braille flags and how they're produced right here in Wichita, thanks to an awesome group with Kansas Braille. So it was really neat to do that. And then Saturday, had the opportunity to go to Wichita Hot, the fire training team down in District 3, Blocktoberfest, Fall Fest at New Market Square, had the dedication of the Holocaust Memorial, and then celebrated scholars through the O'Shaughnessy Foundation. And then Sunday, ran the 5K, and then was able to get a full tummy at the 90th anniversary of the Lebanese dinner at St. George Church over in District Number 2.
Well, Ted was there, too, and I went by Sunday, and I got two dinners to take home. So that's always a treat out there at the Lebanese dinner.
I still have my baklava, so I'll have that with coffee this morning.
Oh, wow, that's a good plan.
That's good planning.
That's good.
All right, we got a city council meeting coming up tomorrow, as I understand it. One of our notes here says there's going to be looking at three street projects that you want to do, right?
So it's really not street projects. It's actually design work for them. So not full on the project itself. But yes, we are doing three designs, and they're in districts 2 and 5 over by 13th Street, over at Pawnee, and then the Mosley Street Bridge.
Okay. And also, there's I got a note here about improving an underground water reservoir. What's that all about?
Yeah. So if you recall, the All-American Indian Center used to have this big parking lot across the street from their venue. But unfortunately, we could no longer have that parking lot because it was putting too much pressure on the reservoir, which is underneath that former parking lot. Well, now we're really wanting to make improvements to that reservoir. That's where the Hess pump station is located. And so that project is estimated about $16 million, but it really will connect, obviously, the new water treatment plant to the pump station, because that's the reservoir has all the treated water. And so we need that, and we need to have the piping improved so that that can continue to be available for residents.
That's right there where you go in toward Sim Park, you go in toward the art museum and so forth, right?
Yes. So it's on the south side, I guess you would consider that.
Yeah, probably.
Really, literally just across the street from the All-American Indian Center.
If you're going to consider art projects and tourism as well?
Yes. So we are going to talk about the public art maintenance dollars, as well as some public art over at a couple of the libraries, one in District Number 4 in Dalton Glasscox District, and then another library over in District Number 3, which is Mike Hoheisel's. And then last but not least, we're going to renew the Visit Wichita contract. As you know, Visit Wichita has been attracting a lot of big names for our community, from the U.S. figure skating to just this past week, we had the travel bloggers that were here visiting the city of Wichita. And then on Thursday, they were the ones that helped us announce that Wichita has been selected by U.S. Youth Soccer to host the next three big championships right here. It's called the President's Cup. It will be held at Shields in 26, 27, and 28. So really big deal.
Now, you talked about you had been to the League of Municipalities meeting,
Was that, did you say Overland Park or Olathe? Which did you say? Overland Park?
Hey, it was in Overland Park, and it, so I'm on the board of the League of Kansas Municipalities because we are the largest city in the state of Kansas. So, I have a board seat, representing the city of Wichita, along with many of the major cities and some, municipalities of various sizes. There are over 600 cities in the state of Kansas. And the league represents, again, small and large cities all across the Sunflower State.
What was the biggest issue there? Was it water, or what was the biggest issue you talked about, you think?
Well, we actually were talking about national grants and also the funding from the federal government. The League of Kansas Municipalities is connected to the National League of Cities, which is an organization that the city of Wichita also belongs to. But we got an update from National regarding, obviously, the funding that has been cut and for some stalled currently during the shutdown.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I want to encourage people over this next weekend to head out to Candy Crawl in the park. That's over at Plainview Park on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. There will be candy, and Parks and Rec is hosting that. And we're looking forward to meeting kiddos at Plainview Park on Friday again at 6 p.m. O.J. Watson Park has more of the fun stuff that they do every year. So if you like to get a little scare, head out to O.J. Watson Park at Wicked Island Fridays and Saturdays until November 1st. And then last but not least, Botanica has Bootanica, and that is, again, an opportunity on Fridays and Saturdays for trick-or-treating and just fall activities that kiddos and families enjoy.
So what are you gonna? What's your costume this year for Halloween? What are you going to go as?
I have not thought about a costume. I'm so sorry. That is the last thing on my mind.
You get Mike Hoheisel.
Yeah, you can go as Mike Hoheisel. Yeah.
I will go not as any individual. How about that? I'll
okay.
I'll anyway. Find something fun if I do dress up.
All right, sounds good.
I do respect you for your restraint on the baklava. I didn't have that foresight. I gobbled them both down yesterday.
Dang.
So that's why you're the mayor and I'm not.
I just love that we have the Lebanese dinner celebrating 90 years. And I saw community members, not just from Wichita, but throughout our surrounding area coming to this. I just want to give a big shout out to St. George and their entire congregation. I know that they were volunteering. They were cooking the dinners. Just what a wonderful event. And so looking forward to next year, right about the same time.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for being with us. We will check with you again next Monday morning. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. KDOT's planning for future highways in the Wichita area. Going to check it out with Kirk Seminoff, Wichita Business Journal update. On the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 7:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gas prices down a nickel a gallon the past few weeks. And may go lower soon.
Two.
Four dead, 20 injured in a shooting at a South Carolina bar.
One.
Hostages have been released as part of the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes getting much heavier out there right now. Watch for a slowdown in that road construction right now, especially on the ramp from northbound I-135 over onto eastbound K-96. Very narrow ramp, running very slow right now. Traffic updates 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for rain today, then a high of 70 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 63. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high 80 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Technology companies are attempting to get your food delivered to you much quicker.
Fox on Tech.
Your meal in Los Angeles may soon come by robot. Food delivery app DoorDash is linking up with Serve Robotics to use their bots to make deliveries to customers. Both companies announced they've signed a multi-year deal for delivery in parts of Los Angeles. Serve's robots look like a self-moving bucket on wheels and travel on sidewalks. They're not the only robot vendor working for DoorDash. They're also working with drone companies for deliveries in Dallas-Fort Worth. And DoorDash's own Dot are larger autonomous vehicles that reach speeds up to 20 miles an hour on roadways. Serve's robots, however, will actually be giving human gig workers a run for their money. Just like the people who take gigs from different platforms, Serve robots will take delivery orders for both DoorDash and Uber Eats, even in the same cities. DoorDash in 2024 turned its first profit. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Stocks ended the week with a big drop Friday.
A massive market sell-off on Wall Street Friday, following President Trump's warning of higher tariffs on Chinese goods in response to China's new restrictions imposed on rare earth mineral exports. The Dow finishing down 879 points, S&P 500 down 183, NASDAQ down 820. Bloomberg News is reporting that AstraZeneca is expected to announce a deal with President Trump to cut drug prices. Shares of Protagonist Therapeutics skyrocketing Friday. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Johnson & Johnson is in talks to acquire the biopharmaceutical company. They're already partnering up on developing an oral treatment for immune diseases, including plaque psoriasis and ulcerative colitis. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
KDOT's planning for future highways in the Wichita area. Today with the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It's how fast they're planning this.
All right. Kirk Seminoff will be with us here shortly. And again, they had their meetings about priorities for the highways this past week. And we're going to be talking about that with Kirk here in just a second. KDOT every year has the consult meetings, they call it, and including a number of cities and in the Wichita area, including 20 cities in the county. We talked about this last week. So they were talking about that. They got a priority. I guess that Northwest Expressway may be something that's the number one on their list of priorities. I think that's what we said. But Wichita Business Update with Kirk Seminoff coming up maybe next hour.
You know, early we were talking about gasoline prices.
Yes.
How is it that Love's get away with being 50 cents lower than everywhere else?
Are they?
Like,
I never
most places around town is $3 and Lowe's is like $2.50. How do they get away with being 50 cents lower than everywhere else?
Maybe they get it, buy it cheaper. Well, you know, if they're, I guess if you're a chain or an operation like that, you're going to get a better rate. I don't know. So we should stop there instead of the local places go off to Lowe's.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's very noticeable and you're 50 or 60 cents lower than everywhere else in town.
All right. Well, I guess so. I hadn't paid any attention to that. So thanks for your input. Okay. We're not going to have, it looks like we're not going to have Kirk today.
All right.
Maybe we'll get him
Monday.
Maybe next hour. It's Monday. And
it's Monday Goblins.
Yeah. And the Monday Goblins are here. Let's see. What else can we talk about this morning? Let me grab my notes here real quick. All right. All right. A new poll.
Yes.
Looked at the top fall or Halloween activities to take part in this year. Number one makes sense because you don't even have to leave the couch. These are for Halloween. Number one, well, I'll go with number nine.
Give us a good build
up. Or number 10, play a trick on someone. 17% said they'd like to do that. Might include Halloween props or just an old school toilet papering of your enemy's house. Number nine on the list, take a child trick-or-treating. 23%. That's not very scary, but there you go. Number eight, wear a costume. Only 25% definitely plan to dress up. Another 13% might. I can tell you that I am not going to wear a Halloween costume this year again, which I haven't done for about 50 years. Number seven, attend a Halloween party. You got any parties on your
Never.
Nope. Yeah.
No one ever invites me to any.
There you go. Number six, you could visit a pumpkin patch.
Now, see, I've done that.
27% said they do that.
I enjoy that.
Go to a pumpkin patch. Number six, carve a pumpkin, 30%.
Yeah, classic. Okay.
Yeah. Hand out candy on Halloween, 39%. They definitely will.
Okay, that's it?
All right, that's all.
Huh.
And number three, display Halloween decorations, 43%. Number two, consume pumpkin-flavored foods or drinks, 46%. And number one, watch a scary movie, 48%. They will definitely watch at least
one. I do that.
All right. Is Kirk with us now? Editor Kirk Sevenoff with the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Sorry about that. I must have hit a wrong button. Yes, the Kansas Department of Transportation came to Wichita last week to ask local leaders to prioritize what transportation programs within KDOT's 10-year improvement program is the biggest priority. Those leaders told KDOT the long-planned Northwest Expressway that would link K-96 and Mays to US 54 just east of Goddard is still number one on the list. The 11-mile project was first discussed in the 1990s, and more than $30 million in taxpayer funds have already been invested in acquiring 40% of the right-of-way. Government leaders, economic development officials, and, of course, opportunistic developers see a Northwest bypass being a boon, much like the K-96 Northeast Expressway has been to that part of Wichita for more than 30 years. The county has requested a new study on the project be completed, and they'll hope it to be ready early next year. The founder of Wichita's Rand Graphics has died at the age of 95. Ralph Votravers started the printing company in his basement in 1965 with three employees. 60 years later, it's one of the biggest publishing companies in the region with clients all over the country. Votravers died last Sunday at the age of 95. He graduated from the University of Wichita in 1952, started a newspaper on McConnell Air Force Base. Today, Rand Graphics has a 250,000-square-foot facility on South Hooper Road with 188 local employees. And the Business Journal did the math of what it takes to be a top 1% of earners in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Kansas ranks 28th highest in what it takes to be a 1%er. You got to make Steve McIntosh money, just over $563,000 annually to be a 1%er. That's from 2022, the latest figures available, and it's down 2.6% from the year before. Since 2017, though, the cutoff is up by 30%. Nationally, $675K gets you in the top 1%. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And no, I don't have time to spend the vast sums of money they pay me here. I don't have time to spend it, so there you go. And a serious note, today is Breast Cancer Awareness Day. We support this time to gain and spread knowledge at what sufferers are up against and how society can help. Part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A lot of pink going on out there. All right, Kirk, hey, we'll check with you again next hour. Stephen's Head of the Morning here, the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with Steve and Ted. We have the latest on the hostage release in Gaza. Ted has sports on the way.
Yep, prime time for the Kansas City Chiefs last night on Sunday Night Football. So we'll have highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news is coming up, too. We got the blur.
Yeah, we'll look back at one of the more famous live awards events that happened in our history on this date. Coming up in the blur, that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.